Five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Fire! Fighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll drop into the fire rescue station where Tim Collins and his friend Mush Mushnowski are casually shooting the breeze about firefighting in the old days, blissfully unaware that the toughest rescue job of their careers, as well as the strangest, is just about to tap in. A rescue job that has both a humorous side and its dangers as well. Now we'll begin to learn all about this newest Tim Collins adventure just as soon as we've heard this interesting message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to Fire Rescue Station where Tim Collins and his rescue buddy, Private Mushnowski, are passing the time with a little talk about old-time firefighting, little realizing that they're about to roll to the most difficult and strangest rescue call of their career. Right now, Mushnowski is saying to Tim,
"You think we got a tough fighting fires nowadays? You ought to be a smoke eater back around 1900.
Oh, what, I know all about those days. My father, Ben Collins, was a rookie around about that time. I remember he used to say they had to pump their own water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must have been rugged.
Yeah.
No high-pressure system, just stick the hose in the nearest body of water and start working the old hand pump.
Yeah, you know, Mush, that was one of the troubles in the big Chicago fire, not enough water.
See, the Chicago fire. That was the one cow was supposed to have started, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Yeah,
she kicked a lantern over, so they say, and the whole city of Chicago goes up.
They sure had terrific fires in those days. Look at the San Francisco fire.
Yeah. Well, thanks to modern firefighting equipment and modern know-how, the old demon of fire is easier to control now.
Yep. We've come a long way since the days of the horse-drawn engines and the leather buckets. Why, just...
Hold it. That's us.
Down by the riverfront. Yeah. Come on, let's roll.
Yeah, let's go, boys.
Waterfront, huh? Wonder what's cooking down there this time.
I just hope it's nothing to do with counterfeit plates. Brother, I've had enough of them.
We'll soon find out. Let's go.
Forgetting the old days of firefighting, Tim, Mush, and their rescue buddies ride the big rescue truck down to the river docks, running over in their minds as they ride all the emergencies that might demand their skill. A drowning, an asphyxiation case, a gas main broken and endangering lives. But the emergency that greets them as they pull up alongside an unloading pier is the last thing they would ever have thought of.
Hell, it's the place all right, Mush, but where's the emergency?
Well, I don't see anything wrong here.
Oh.
You suppose...
Look.
Where, Tim?
Up the side of that building. That's our emergency.
Yeah?
Monkeys. Yeah.
By golly, you're right. Monkeys by the dozens. Swarming all over the place.
Where do you suppose they came from?
It's got me. Huh. One thing's certain, they're not supposed to be climbing all over that building.
No, now, if they were sparrows or even cats, that'd be different. They're native to the city, but monkeys...
Here comes a guy who looks like he could enlighten us.
Thank heavens you've come. You've got to help me, gentlemen.
You're the guy who owns these things?
They're not things. They're genuine rhesus monkeys all the way from Calcutta. Very valuable.
What are they doing running around loose?
Well, that's the trouble. We were unloading them from the boat. I came all the way from India with them when suddenly the sling broke and dumped their cages on the dock. Well, in no time at all...
Yes, sir. I see. In no time at all, they scattered like a bunch of kids at a picnic. Yeah, I haven't seen so many monkeys since I last visited the zoo.
We must catch them, gentlemen, and very soon. You see, they're experimental monkeys shipped to this country in connection with certain tests.
And it's up to us to get them back in their cages, huh?
Did you think you can?
Well, this is the first time I ever had a call like this. What do you think, Tim? How are you on monkeys?
This is my first monkey job, too, but we can sure try.
That's the old rescue spirit. Got any ideas how?
Well, I suppose we could put ladders up and climb a bathroom.
Excellent idea. Since you suggested it, you may have the honor of catching the first monkey.
Oh, gee, go on. Come on, give me a hand with this ladder, you guys.
And please hurry. Right, after caring for the little fellas all the way from India, I can't lose him now, gentlemen.
Boy. Them, this tops them all. Anything can happen in rescue.
Oh, boy, you are just saying it. Who'd have thought
you joined the fire department to become a protector of public life and property. You wind up a nursemaid to a bunch of monkeys.
Mush is right. Anything can happen in the rescue company, even monkeys. But as ridiculous as the situation seems, the boys are still faced with the problem of how to get their hands on several dozen small and slippery animals and return them to their cages before their keeper Lem Lang goes to pieces altogether. Well, right now we find Tim slowly advancing up a ladder toward a ledge where sits a small, bright-eyed monkey. Tim is carefully watching the monkey, and the monkey is carefully watching Tim. Mush is coaching from the ground.
Okay, easy does it, boy. Just sneak up on it.
Oh, shh. I know what I'm doing. You just watch. Yeah, just a foot or so more, and Mr. Monkey will...
Grab it!
Oh, doggone it, I guess.
Don't fall there.
Hey! Oh, darn it, that's the fifth one that's got away.
Come on, Don. Pretty clear that this is not the way to catch monkeys.
Yeah. Now, we gotta think of something else. Yeah. Well, how about it, Mr. Lang? Have you got any ideas?
Well, now, let me see. Well, monkeys do like bananas.
Bananas?
Yes.
Of course, that's what we need, Mush. Why didn't I think of that before?
Yeah, the rescue truck has just about everything, but I'm afraid bananas is one piece of equipment that we don't have.
Yeah, all right, don't give it another thought. I'll run over to the fruit stand across the street, and then I'll bet we begin to catch monkeys.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There's one thing about Tim. He's never licked. Even though the fire department's manual of instruction neglected to include a chapter about monkeys control, Tim is determined to find a way to corral Mr. Lang's little friends. And now, armed with a handful of bananas, Tim is closing in on a monkey which is swinging casually from a neon restaurant sign. Mush, as before, is coaching from the ground.
Steady now, steady. Don't scare him.
Now, you just get that cage ready. I'll tend to things up here. All right, come on. Nice monkey. Monkey. Yeah, here's a nice banana, monkey. Here's a nice yellow banana. That's it. That's it, monkey. Just reach a little more. That's it. Oh, that little son of a gun.
What happened?
He grabbed the banana and ran off.
Oh, dear, I'm afraid we'll never catch them after all these months. And what will Mr. Jackson say, I wonder?
Better come on down, Tim. We'll try to think of something else.
Yeah?
Hey, who's Mr. Jackson?
Why, he's the man who ordered the monkeys, the gentleman who's due any minute to pick them up.
Well, I have a tough time doing it, I'm afraid. Unless he's a better climber than we are.
Oh, gosh, this is really getting me down much. Never saw anything as slippery as they are.
Maybe this Mr. Jackson will have some ideas. Where is he?
Well, he should be here by now.
Here comes a guy in a terrible hurry. Maybe that's...
Yes, it's Mr. Jackson. Oh, dear, he'll be so annoyed.
Lang, what's happened here? Why are all those monkeys loose?
Well, the sling broke, Mr. Jackson, while unloading them.
Good heavens, man, do you realize the importance
of it? Well, these gentlemen are from the fire department, Mr. Jackson. They've done their best to get...
Yes, I'm sure they have, and I'm grateful. But we must capture those monkeys, and immediately.
Well, we're doing all we can, sir, but...
Tell me, you seem unusually concerned, Mr. Jackson. I know the monkeys are valuable, sir. Mr. Lang said so, but...
Did he tell you all about the monkeys?
Oh, what do you mean, sir?
I see that he didn't. These monkeys were specially imported from India to be used in a very important medical experiment. Lives. The lives of a great many people depend upon experiments these monkeys will be used in.
You mean they're to be used as sort of guinea pigs?
That's right. The doctors are on the verge of cracking the mystery of one of our most deadly maladies. These monkeys are vital if their experiments are to be successful.
Oh, well, tell me, sir, are these monkeys really that important? I mean, will catching them or losing them mean the difference maybe between life or death or, well, to some people?
They most assuredly mean just that, sir.
Oh, well, in that case, sir, the fire department will do everything in its power to capture them, Mr. Jackson.
Tim, you know what I think?
What's that, Mush?
I think we'd better get Chief Cody over here on the double.
Well, it looks like what started out to be a hilarious lark has turned into an urgent job for the rescue company. Monkeys are fun, but when capturing them only means the difference between success and failure in an important medical experiment, well, that's serious business. Now, to learn what happens when Chief Cody arrives on the scene, be sure to listen to the next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Fire Chief Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But right now, let's listen to this message. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special message for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm glad to be back again after my week's visit at the Fire Chief's Convention. You know, while I was there, some of my old cronies and I got to discussing the disastrous Coconut Grove fire. The fatal fire in Boston that killed 492 persons. A greater loss of life than caused by the San Francisco earthquake and fire in 1906. Now, I want to tell you that for this reason. To impress upon you the importance of always noting when you go into a public building where the fire exits are. They'll be marked with red lights and the word exit. Be sure to always look around for them. It may save your life. Well, that's all for now. Till I drop in next time, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.